This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Terry Townsend, Executive Director of International Cotton Advisory Committee. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now, we always have small improvements in existing technology, and you've got some people who are adopting. So yields can creep up, but fundamentally, the yields were 400 pounds per acre. They went to 600, now 800, to get them up to 1,000 pounds per acre worldwide. We don't see that technology emerging this decade.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So that means world production is not going to be growing. Production today is between 120 and 130 million bales. 10 years from now, it's likely to be close to the same level. If production doesn't grow, consumption can't grow. And consumption also is around 120 million bales. A decade from now, it might still be only around 130, very little growth. One bright spot for the United States is that because of urbanization, which is taking away land from all of agriculture, and also food price pressure, China will be growing less cotton. China has a big textile industry. So while world production and consumption will be growing very little, trade as a percent of production will be expanding. That'll provide opportunities for the U.S. cotton industry.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the 50s and 60s, the international price for cotton was about 30 cents a pound. In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it moved up to about 70 cents a pound. It had to do with inflation and changes in policies and things. During the 2000s, that average level of price dropped to 60 cents, and that's because we had rapid adoption of biotechnology, so yields were climbing faster than demand, and that pushed the average down. Now we're in a new decade where most of the big countries that are going to adopt biotechnology already have. So we don't see yields climbing, so there will be a better balance between production and consumption this decade, and that means higher prices on average. We don't have a model that says, the price is going to be this and this year, but just intuitively, it seems to us that compared to 60 cents, the average level of the international prices in the 2000s, we're looking at something around 80 cents to a dollar. Again, you have year-to-year variation, but as an average for this decade, something about a third to 50% higher than it was seems reasonable to us.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the 1960s, cotton was about two-thirds of all world fiber use. This includes wool, silk, polyester, nylon, all of the fibers together. Cotton's about two-thirds. By the 1980s, that was 50%. Today, it's 32%. So cotton's mill use or consumption of cotton has been rising in absolute terms, but it's been falling in percentage terms. Polyester is the biggest single competitor for cotton, and the price of polyester is always a factor in determining how much cotton will be used. Today, polyester in the major Asian markets is still about 10 cents a pound less than cotton delivered to the major Asian markets. And that, of course, puts a limit on how high or how long cotton prices can stay high.
Cut five, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The implications of this for the coming decade, again, a slow growth in yield means that consumption will be constrained by the fact that we're not going to be growing a lot more cotton, so that means prices on average will be higher. At the same time, around the world, we have intense competition at the retail level. Consumers don't want to pay more. So if fiber prices are going up and retail prices for textiles and apparel are not, you've got cost pressure in the value chain for cotton. That means continued consolidation. We've already seen gins. Roughly half the gins in the United States have gone out of business in the last 20 years. I don't know that we'll lose another half, but we will continue to see bigger gins handling more cotton and smaller gins. Merchants are also doing the same thing. Merchants are getting bigger. Some merchants have gone out of business in recent years. That's likely to continue. 10 years from now, we'll have fewer merchants, each one handling more cotton than we have now. And also at the textile mill level, not just in the U.S., but around the world. 20 years ago, your average textile mill used roughly 3,000 tons or 12,000 bales of cotton a year, 1,000 a month. Today, it's at least three times that. Your average textile mill is using 9,000 tons per year. And 10 years from now, again, there will be fewer textile mills, and those mills will be larger than they are now. And that's because of the economies of scale and, again, this marketing pressure that is affecting everything in the pipeline.